You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right. We're going to start with Liz. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what about your plans this weekend? Anything really cool?
Well, so we're fostering some puppies right now. And okay. So we have to take them down to their adoption event tomorrow.
Oh.
And then...
What kind of puppies?
Doing a, I don't know. They're mutts, but they have really cool blue eyes.
Are you going to be a foster fail?
No. I already have two of my own, so...
So no more. No more for you, huh?
No more.
I have multiple friends who foster dogs, and they have multiple dogs of their own now because of the whole foster fail thing. They get attached to one, and... Yeah, it's dangerous. It's good work, but dangerous.
It is. And then I'm doing a make-your-own sushi dinner for my sister's birthday.
Fancy.
Look at that.
Look at you rolling seaweed.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
That's really good.
And then we're doing an escape room on Sunday.
You have a jam-packed weekend.
Liz, you win the weekend.
Yeah, you're just absolutely showing off. You are showing off now.
Dang.
Well, I don't have to do the mind bender then, right? I win. A rattle off.
Rattle off, yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Well, you win the weekend. You didn't win the prize. So
which I don't know if you'll even be able to use if you win it, but because it's for the Colorado Garden and Home Show this weekend. But
which is just this weekend.
I got family. They can enjoy it, too.
Okay. All right. We'll still give it a shot.
Well, let's see how you do. 10 seconds. Okay. You have 10 seconds, Liz. We need 5 famous... Captains. 5 famous captains. Ready and go.
Captain America, Captain. Oh man, Nemo, Captain.
That's good.
Wow.
Hook.
Oh no.
Hook. I needed a hook. Give me a hook.
Captain Hook.
Oh, Captain Hook.
Captain
Hook. Kirk.
Kangaroo.
Crunch.
You want to get
Captain
away
Crunch.
Back? Yep. Mr.
Man.
Crunch.
Captain Morgan, which Jeremy's going to be needing some this weekend.
There we go. Well, darn it, Liz.
Thanks for the try.
Yeah,
we enjoyed talking to you. I would tell you to have a fun weekend, but it sounds like you already are. So have a good time.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks. Bye, Liz. Man, what a weekend, eh?
Really?
Here's Tracy. Good morning, Tracy. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're really great
good.
Day. Tell us about your fun plans this weekend.
Well, my wife's in Vegas for her birthday, so I'm on dad duty.
Are you?
Yes. I had to take the day off, and yep.
What's she doing in Vegas?
Her parents are taking her to Vegas for her birthday, so that's pretty.
And they
cool.
left you back, huh?
And you weren't invited to go celebrate her birthday.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Not at all.
They might not like you.
Yeah, probably not.
Or maybe your wife doesn't like you. We don't know.
She's like, leave Tracy at home.
Oh, jeez.
Aren't you glad you called?
We're just trying to puzzle this out, buddy. That's all.
Yeah, it's like interesting. It's your wife's birthday. Her parents take her out there, but you're not invited. It's like,
Nope.
All right.
Would you have wanted to go?
I lived in Vegas for 24 years. So.
Oh, you don't need.
Oh, you've
to
had your fill.
You don't need to go.
Yeah.
You don't need any more of that. Yeah. Come on. Let me just say it. Lose my man license here. I've been to Vegas several times, and I don't really care for it.
I could try living there.
Yeah, I would imagine living there is horrible.
It's much better now. They've got a lot more things.
And I've got a couple of good friends who live in the Vegas area, like some of the suburbs and everything like that. And they enjoy it, but it's...
I'm
talking about just,
back.
Going to, like, getting your friends and going for a weekend to Vegas. I know the glitz and glamour, and it's all built up. I think it's amateur hour, personally, and I just don't... I don't really care for it.
I haven't been there in 10, 11 years now, so I'm kind of got the itch to go back a little bit, but...
Well,
I don't know. There's other places, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Blackhawk.
Well, we do. Yeah, we do. It's close.
You may have a gambling problem, Tracy. it's possible.
Oh my God.
1-800 what's that number? 1-800
something. Anyway. Google it.
Gambling. All right, listen, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I'm ready.
Okay. 10 seconds. Where are we? 10 seconds. We need 5 brands of coffee. 5 brands of coffee. Ready and go.
All right, there's Pete's, Caribou, Starbucks, Dunkin'. There's like the something Mountain, Rocky Mountain. No, that's not it. Oh, Great
Value. No!
I don't think something Mountain. No.
No, but I said Great Value.
Yeah, but the buzzer had already
buzzer
sounded.
Hit, man.
What?
Sorry, Tracy. Yeah. Sorry.
Don't get mad.
All right, man.
I was just looking for a Folgers or a Maxwell House, even. That would have.
Couple of the biggies there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Those old timey coffees.
The old timey coffees.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. You're funny. Yep. You're good to the last drop, Tracy.
That's true.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Have a fun weekend with your kids, okay?
Good luck, man.
Thanks, all right.
Thanks buddy.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the show.
What a funny guy.
Old-timey coffees. They still sell it, though, right?
Sure they do.
I mean, it's on the shelves.
Folgers is still, but it's new-timey, too, I think. It's big.
I mean, it's the best part of waking up.
Sure.
Folgers in your cup.
It's in the song.
Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Do you drink coffee, Amy?
Of course I drink coffee.
I'm with you. I love coffee. I'm getting to that age where I start a pot up at about 2 p.m.
Love it.
Yeah. Just the smell of it, you know?
Yeah. I don't. You say, of course, I don't. I don't drink
Dom
a drop of
like...
coffee. My wife is addicted, and she does this. She talked me into getting her for Christmas or her birthday or something. One of those fancy machines that also makes the frothed, you know.
Oh, the old froth machine.
You know, so you make your coffee, and then it makes the frothy milk stuff.
The cappuccino machine.
There you go,
yeah,
Amy.
That, and then you pour it in, and
a cup of froth.
A cup of froth.
Skip the coffee and just put a cup of froth in front of me. Mmm.
Yeah.
There you
go.
I have to
admit, I do love the smell of coffee. I just don't like drinking it. So I don't mind. I don't mind it wafting through the house.
After all that, I don't like the froth. You know, it's the thing where you go and take a sip, and then you got froth all over your lip and your nose, and it's a messy way to drink coffee.
Well, we've seen that look on you before, though.
Mm-hmm. Old froth face.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Wait a minute. What are you doing this weekend?
I am getting ready for a cruise this weekend.
Nuh-uh. Where are you going?
The Caribbean. The Western Caribbean.
Whatever.
If you don't mind me asking,
that sounds nice.
I swear to God this is true. Yesterday, I saw that cruise stocks, you know, are relatively depressed compared to where they were 2 years ago. And so I was going to sink some money into some cruise stocks because I figure people are going to start going
That's
again.
Right.
Which line are you on, Amy?
We're on Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Norwegian? Right. Okay.
Maybe that's where I'll put some bucks down, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that'll be
cruises
fun.
Cruises and casinos.
Yeah. Do you cruise often?
No, this is the first one. It's for my 50th.
Oh, that's darned. Fun. They're
God,
good.
You
they're
don't look a day
time.
Over 35 either.
Stop it.
I know, right?
Right!
Right?
Ah, good for you. Well, I hope you have a blast.
Yeah, tear
good
it up. Have fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And your timing is exquisite because next week in Denver, it's supposed to be 2 below 0, I think, and snow and, good timing.
All right.
I'll be on the beach.
Yeah. All right. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
All right. Give me something good, guys.
I'm going to try to, boy, if I had a nickel. Listen, your subject is, we're looking for 5 things that you normally associate with being germy, like a lot of germs on it.
Gross.
5 germy things.
Cruise lines.
ready and go.
Kindergartners, hairbrushes, sinks, toilets, steering wheels, dashboards, coffee pots.
Oh, yeah.
I got no argument with any of those.
Mm-hmm. You did good.
Which makes our little cruising birthday girl a winner!
Nicely done. You know, Germ.
What a nice way to leave town.
And I love that good you said you. Kindergartners.
That was your first answer, even.
It's hilarious.
They're worse than a petri dish.
That's right.
They are little petri dishes.
Sorts of stuff growing on them.
They're walking petri dishes. What day was your birthday?
It's actually March 27th.
Oh, you're getting a jump on it.
Still a ways away. All right. We were going
to
give you the
50. I got to go now.
Just don't fall overboard, okay? All right, listen, please stand by. Josh is going to come around and tell you about your prize, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, boys. Have a great day.
You too.
You as well. Have fun sailing. Sailing.
Come sail away.
Take me away. Oh, we got two different sailing songs going. Yours actually is better.
Uh-huh.
There you go. We'll play Rattle Off again Tuesday morning.